Hey everybody, this is Ryan Kurtoy with Kingdom Lifestyle Asheville, Western North Carolina. Just coming to you today, there's some things I'm going to talk about today, specifically with emotions, mindsets, belief systems, God's way of seeing things, and just perspectives and ways to perceive things. But I just want to start off with saying that, you know, we are believing that God is going to take Western North Carolina. We are believing for the reality of heaven and the experience of his presence. We believe that God is raising up mystics that are going to know him intimately in this region. We believe that this region is going to be a place where people come from all over to get healed. We believe that that the culture of heaven and the kingdom of heaven will be dominating this place, will be dominating Western North Carolina. It will be normal for people to experience and know God. It will be normal to experience healings. It will be normal to see deliverances happen. We believe that God is restoring family and relationships in our region, that God is bringing people together, that God is merging the streams. And we believe that as the streams merge together, that it's going to create a combustion effect. And that is what we call revival, where everyone is free to be themselves and to be the expression of Jesus Christ on the earth. And we believe that's what God's doing. So mindsets, belief systems, perspectives, and emotions. I just want to teach a little bit on that today. So it's important to understand that emotions are actually very important. You know, many of us, if we've grown up in a religious culture, we've learned that things like love is not emotions, or, you know, not to live by your emotions. And there's some truth in that. But on the other side of things, we end up totally shutting down our emotions, which are actually from God. God has created us to experience emotions. And I would say that emotions are more a reflection of a mindset, a belief system, or just something we're sensing in the spirit realm going on, okay? And so let me explain this. There's something that in the prophetic community, in the church community, we call feelers. And so let me explain what a feeler is. Basically, a feeler is someone that their emotions or their spirit man has like a radar. So kind of think of or like you know, like one of those dishes that you receive communication from. So like their feelings actually can be a reflection or a thermometer of what's going on around them or in the region. So for example, guys, I'm a feeler. When I travel and I go into different places, so like if I'm driving down the interstate and I drive into Atlanta and then into Greenville, South Carolina, then into Asheville, as I drive through these different areas, these different cities, these different regions, I begin to feel and have different feelings. And not like a feelings that's necessarily affected by what I'm seeing, but a lot of times these feelings are actually strongholds that are dominating the mindsets and the beliefs in this culture, okay? So, for example, I'm from Tampa, Florida. It got to the point, guys, where you could blindfold me and I would know where I was at in Tampa based on what I felt. And some of those things were good things. I'd have negative feelings. Some of those feelings were positive feelings. So we have another word for that just in secular society called empaths. And so most of us experience this, and I believe all of us have the capacity to experience this. I don't believe this is just some type of gift. I believe it can be heightened, and God can gift you and anoint you in this manner to discern things. But I believe a lot of times this gift or this function is something that we can all function in, and we all do to some extent. If you've ever been around, maybe you are a happy person normally, and you get around somebody that's depressed. Did you ever start to feel depressed? I know I have. You know, that is an empath, or you got around somebody that's hurting and you were good 2 minutes ago and you got around them and all of a sudden you start to hurt and your emotions start to hurt and they haven't even opened their mouth and communicated anything to you, but it's almost like their atmosphere or what's going on in their heart is starting to affect you. Okay, so that is the realm of feelings. Okay, now people that are gifted with this or anointed with this, whatever your terminology or semantical understanding is, we need to understand that there's a place where you feel, but there's also a place where you overcome and you where you move from just being a reflection or mirroring what's going on in the culture. And this is something that science has also called mirror neurons, where we mirror each other, right? But where you stop mirroring or acting just as a thermometer, but you actually learn by truth and by being influenced by truth and by the Father's heart of God to begin to influence and change those negative things in your culture, in the atmosphere, in your city, in the realm that you're at, currently at, around you. And we have other words for this, and one of the words we have for this is intercession, okay? It's where you become so influenced by the truth and the conviction of truth. So, like, let's say you are so convinced in your heart that joy is normal for you because you are in Jesus and because God is in a good mood and God is happy and God's good all the time. And you begin to realize and see that Jesus is happy. The Bible says that God sits in the heavens and he laughs. So you get that perspective, and that perspective becomes a foundation in your heart. And so you go into a place and maybe you feel the oppression of depression, okay? You feel that weight, but there's a substance or a reality or a conviction on the inside that causes you to release the opposite, okay? And so, like, you know, I noticed this with my kids, right? Like, my kids can be really sad, but I just go up to them, I start to laugh. They can be crying, throwing a fit, but I just come in an opposite spirit, per se, or just a different heart, a different emotion. And what they begin to do is they begin to mirror me. And like I said before, this is what we call mirror neurons. So there's actually a scientific element behind this, and there's actually, like, scientific evidence. And so, like, there's a thing where you can actually, and maybe you've experienced this too, where you've been depressed, you've been sad, and then somebody's able to come and cheer you up. What is that? Well, what's happening is they are carrying influence, and they actually speak something. They speak a truth. They speak something that actually begins to change your perspective, and your emotions begin to follow. Okay? And so, guys, we need to understand that the way that it works in the kingdom is when you are anchored and rooted and founded in the truth, it's almost like that begins to influence what you feel, what you think, and what dominates you on a normal, consistent basis. But when you have perspectives or lies that are not founded in the truth, that begins to influence the way you feel, the way you think, and what dominates you on a regular basis, okay? And so, for example, some people, they do things out of insecurity, right? And insecurity is very much a feeling. I felt insecure before, but how do you combat insecurity? Well, you show people their identity that is in Christ, that is unshakable. You show them how much God loves them apart from their performance, how God will always love them regardless of their choices, whether good or bad. And you begin to show them what God thinks, and you begin to expose them to the reality of how God feels towards them. And what happens is that actually shifts the culture within them, where they stop feeling insecure. And they stop doing place things from a place of insecurity because they're so secure in what Father says. You know, Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And so a lot of people hear truth, but they don't know truth, okay? So we need to understand that God is building his kingdom. And God wants to build his kingdom in you. Jesus said the kingdom of God is inside you. Right? He said it's within hands reach. It said, you know, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is at hand. So the kingdom of God is not far from any person, no matter how much darkness they're entrenched in. Because ultimately, darkness exists because we believe and we give it right to exist. And so some people, you know, people have this saying, they call it your truth, okay? Guys, there's one truth, and that truth is Jesus. And all truth is found in him. There is no truth apart from the person of Jesus, but we've come up with a culture that says your truth. And what they're really saying is they're saying your experience, okay? And what you believe has a direct impact and effect on what you experience. You know, I can tell you guys that a lot of people haven't experienced the miraculous. They haven't experienced supernatural healings. They haven't experienced the supernatural realm. It's because they don't believe. It's because they don't believe. I can tell you just from firsthand experience, I spent 6 years as a person that knew Jesus, believed in Jesus, was baptized in the Holy Spirit, but I never saw a physical healing. And you want to know why? It's because of the culture and the belief system that dominated my thinking. One day, over the course of a couple months, I began to get revelation or understanding on healing, where I was encountering Jesus and he was showing me truths. And I became so convicted and so convinced that his heart was for healing that it actually compelled me to go out and pray for people. And when I did, guess what happened? They started getting healed. What changed? What changed? A foundational belief changed within me. It wasn't that I was a bad person. It was just that I had a perspective that wasn't rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about something. It talks about the knowledge of God. And we understand this. We understand this, an element of this, even outside of God. We understand that knowledge is power. Well, ultimately, the knowledge of God and knowing him is what empowers you to walk in power. And it's something that is available to all believers, not just some, but all. But what needs to happen is you need to be rooted and grounded in love and rooted and grounded in the truth to begin to see this stuff start to manifest. When you change the way you think, which the Bible calls repentance, metanoia, which also results in a change of direction or a change of course, because right, like I talked about before, I didn't believe in healing, right? So because of that mindset, I walked away from healing. I walked away from opportunities. I missed opportunities for healing. But when I changed my perspective, when God showed me the truth and I changed my perspective, what happened? I began to walk the other direction. Right? My mindset changed and I began to see opportunities for people to get healed. I laid my hands on the sick and I commanded their bodies to get better, and their bodies got better. Now, I'm not going to say to you that every person got better, because there were circumstances and situations where nothing happened. But I can tell you a lot of things did happen. I saw people with missing cartilage in their knees who had severe limps walk away pain-free. I saw blind eyes, people that could not see. I saw blind eyes begin to get open. I saw people that were hard of hearing or deaf begin to get their hearing back. And it's not because I'm like super anointed. Yes, that's true, but so are you, okay? We are all anointed in Jesus Christ. It says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news. Paul said this. He said, having that same spirit of faith, I believe, therefore I speak. And the Bible calls it one faith, one spirit, right? And it calls it the priesthood of all believers, not some. So we need to understand that the power of God is available for all. Paul said, you know, I didn't come to you with persuasive words of wisdom, but I came to you with demonstrations of the Spirit's power. Right? And so there's an emphasis on the Holy Spirit's power, so that your faith does not rest on the persuasiveness and the wisdom of man, but on the power of God. See, that's been the problem, is we've come in it with the wisdom of man and with persuasiveness of speech instead of coming in the Spirit's demonstration of power. And we need to understand that this kingdom works by power. And God doesn't just want people to get saved in the sense that they get to go to heaven one day. Yes, that's true. But God wants people saved now. So if they're in torment today, if they're depressed today, Jesus wants to break off the chains of depression. If they are having suicidal thoughts today, it is God's will to see the suicidal thoughts leave them today and not come back. If there's sickness in their body, it's the will of God to see that sickness leave their body. If there's any pain, any torment, anything that is not existent in heaven, God wants it destroyed. You know, the Bible says that we are tearing down every lofty thing and everything that raises itself up against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. See, salvation is not just a go to heaven one day thing, but salvation is a complete revolution of the heart of man, of the soul of man, of the body of man, because Jesus was broken, and it says that by his stripes you are healed. And Jesus said to pray this way, that it be on earth as it is in heaven. It is God's will. It says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. He wants the earth to reflect heaven. Heaven is an amazing place. Jesus is amazing and he takes up all the space. He takes up all the space. And God is so good and God is in a good mood. And what happens is as these foundations, God wants to shake the foundations. The Bible says that God shakes everything that can be shaken so that the unshakable remains. So there's a shaking that's actually really good. God wants to wake people up. God doesn't like people sleeping. He wants them to be awake. He wants them to know him. He wants them to be alive. Jesus said, I came to bring life and to bring life more abundantly. Jesus came to bring abundant life, and he wants us living and functioning from that. So this is a perspective. This is a perspective. The truth of God is a way of seeing. The Bible says if your eye is single, your entire body will be filled with light. And Jesus said, I am the door, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And see, this is the will of God. And so going back to this, emotions, being a feeler, picking up on atmospheres, that is good. That's not a bad thing. Discernment is a good thing, but we need to move forward from discernment, from just feeling something, to a place of power, to a place where we begin to actually release the opposite, and we begin to change things through the Word of God. We actually pick up our swords, and we begin to declare a thing. You know, God came to, who was it? It was, I believe it was it Jeremiah? Sorry if I can't quite remember, but it was one of the prophets he came to. Or no, it was Ezekiel. He came to Ezekiel. I'm sorry, I said Jeremiah. He came to Ezekiel and he said, Ezekiel, he brought him to the valley of dry bones, okay? And he said, Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? And Ezekiel's like, I don't know, Lord, can they? And then the Spirit of God told him, he's like, prophesy to the dry bones. Prophesy. Prophesy. And see, this is what intercession looks like. This is what releasing the kingdom looks like. You actually begin to prophesy what God sees. See, in the natural realm, Ezekiel saw dry bones, but God saw an army. And I want to tell you guys, that's the same today. There are people that are stuck. There are people that are hurt, that are broken, that are being dominated by sin. They're being dominated by the culture around them. And see, guys, there's an element where we discern that, and we're like, okay, this person is dealing with this, this, and this. But there's a place where you actually discern and feel the heart of God. and you release the heartbeat of heaven. You release a frequency, a sound. The Bible, I think it's in Psalms, it says, blessed is he that hears the sound. There's a sound. There's a frequency, a vibration of life that we release. There's a vibration that we release. So maybe somebody's releasing a vibration or an atmosphere of depression, or they're releasing an atmosphere of perversion. They're releasing an atmosphere around them. Well, we are actually called not just to discern their atmosphere or to feel their atmosphere and know that something's going on because we feel what's going on underneath the surface, but actually where we begin to release Papa's heart into the circumstances in the situation. And so maybe that looks like you going and you just worshiping Jesus and just praying and just declaring Father's heart of that situation. Maybe it looks like you pulling out your sword right then and there and confronting darkness. And what that could look like is you begin to prophesy the opposite. Somebody's dealing with perversion and you say, I see the Lord and I see who he's created you to be, and I see a pure person in you. I see you delivered from darkness. I see you walking as a son. Or maybe you discern something else, and you discern depression, and you see, I see joy all over you. I see joy springing up within you right now, even as I speak. And you begin to prophesy from the heart of God. You begin to actually create something brand new. Because what you're doing is, it says that the word of God does not return void. So you're actually sowing a seed. You're sowing a seed of life. When you prophesy, you are sowing a seed of life. You are actually speaking the opposite, and what you speak is anointed by God to actually change things, to actually bring a revolution in the heart of man. So guys, that is my word for you guys today, is yes, discern, feel. That's fine. But come to this place where you're so anchored and rooted and grounded in love and grounded in his heart, where you don't just feel the negative or discern the negative atmospheres around you, but you begin to discern and know the heart of God so strongly, where when you come to that place where there is a confrontation of light and darkness, that you actually begin to prophesy and release the light into the circumstance and the situation. And I want to tell you guys that that is who you are, and that's how powerful you are, because you're created in the image of light. The Bible calls you children of light. I want you guys to picture that in your mind. You are a child of life, light and life. You are called to be a minister of reconciliation, to reconcile people back to God, to reconcile them to the heart of the Father, to the heart of Daddy God, Abba, Abba. That is what you're called to do, and that is who you are. So guys, this is the end of my message today. Guys, I just bless you. I declare healing in your bodies. If there's anyone that's listening right now that has pain in their bodies, that has sickness, cancer, or disease in their body, I command that right now to dissolve in the name of Jesus. I declare that when you go back to the doctor, that you're going to have good reports that are going to come in, that the tests are going to come back negative, and that they're going to, the doctors, you're going to profound, that God is going to profound the wisdom of man. He's gonna confound that, and I see God bringing healing into your body even as I speak right now. I see broken bones being restored. I see cancer being dissolved right now. I see emotional and mental problems leaving right now. There's people that are dealing with depression big time, lots of depression and suicidal thoughts. I see that breaking off right now, and I see the Lord restoring to you what's been stolen, and I see you dreaming again, and I see life inside of you, and I see a frequency of life, and I see you as a powerful person. And I just declare that over every person listening, that the Lord is breaking off addictions, and the Lord is restoring. And I see a tree of life coming forth in you, and I see seeds of life, and I see the Lord saying to you that my word will not return void, and what I've spoken to you in seasons past, I see that coming to full fruition. And the Lord says to you that it looked like it would not come forth, but the Lord says in this season it will spring forth. And I just believe that God is doing that. And I bless you guys. I bless everyone that is watching. I bless your finances. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless your life. I bless your emotions. I bless you. And I declare revelation from heaven. I just declare fresh bread today. I declare feasting on his presence and knowing him more intimately. And I declare encounters with Jesus and walking with Jesus and walking by the Spirit. Guys, I bless you guys. Have a great day. Bye.